renter out of 1,300 rentals. We screen our people very, very well. We have an entire team that screens these properties. We, for the larger 5-6 bedroom homes, we're looking more of the executive type folks, families that come and stay. We market our properties not only on Vrbo and Airbnb. We put it on Marriott Homes and Villages. So it brings in a lot of, how do you say it, higher profile people that come and stay. They're not coming here to necessarily party and, you know, give the reputation that a lot of these nightly rentals give. So other than me being with Vacasa, I've been a realtor here in Branson for 20 years. I will say I don't know where people are getting their statistics when they say that properties in the neighborhood devalue. That's simply a false statement. I mean, look at Chateau Cove over there. They've literally doubled in price in the last 12 months. So that's all I have to say.
Thank you. Anyone else in favor? Anyone opposed?
I didn't sign up, but I have a few comments.
Okay.
Probably the same old song that you guys have been hearing all night. I would just ask the commission to enforce the restrictions that we agreed to when we bought the house. We bought the house based on those restrictions. We didn't want to have people, we didn't want to have rentals, we didn't want to have nightly rentals. We wanted to live in a place where our neighbors were long-term, we got to know them, and I've had that. We bought that house in 2006 at the same time that this house was completed.
Where are you located?
We're at 230 or 336. We're directly across the little horseshoe. There's a house in between us.
Okay.
The other thing is that, you know, you're going to bring in high-end rentals, and that's wonderful. But no matter what, people are people. They're on vacation. They cut loose. They do things. And Holiday Hills has decided that they're not going to have security for anyone other than their own personal or their own rentals, their own timeshares, whatever you want to call them. So our only recourse for security, and they're very good, but it's Taney County Sheriff, whose response time can, you know, it can be a while in there. I just, you know, we're used to having families live in there, and we've had a very, very quiet existence there for the 16 years. We've got a new neighbor that bought the house in between. He's gone in and spent a fortune fixing it up for his whole family. I think parking is going to be a problem. People want to park in that little, you can't even call it a cul-de-sac. It's just basically a driveway, although Holiday Hills owns it. I don't want to go out of my house and not be able to get out of my driveway. You know, it's just, I think the main point is that let's go with the covenants and restrictions. You know, I think Holiday Hills sent you guys a copy of what they have, or that's what they told me they did.
Do we have one? Or
I thought that was part of that packet that I gave you.
Reading it doesn't sound like there's a whole lot of
copy, but
a whole lot of leeway there.
Reference to them.
I do have a copy of the
covenants. Yes, I have it also, but the part that I'm referring to is that no lot shall be used for business or professional purposes for any commercial or manufacturing process. Well, I mean, a nightly rental is a commercial business. You know, to me, it's no different than if I opened up a motorcycle shop in my driveway. It's not, you know, it's not a neighborhood thing, as far as I'm concerned.
Because if they're coming through,
right. Thank
so,
you.
Thanks for your time.
If you could sign up there real
we'll
quick.
Do.
Yep, right there under
sir?
The fairways.
I just sign up
under the fairways.
I'm new to the neighborhood, and I just purchased a house 2.5 months ago that's in between the property. I'm Doug Atwood, and I live at 338 West Rockford. And it's a very tight cul-de-sac there. In fact, my house has no front yard, if you can bring it up on the slide. Frank's driveway and this driveway both meet in my front yard. I have nothing in the front. Everything of mine is in the rear. And it's just too tight there. I have 5 grandchildren that I plan on putting in this house, and I've completely remodeled it from top to bottom. And I still have to put a roof on the house from hail damage that was done back in 2019. And then I'll be finished. But it's when I checked into this place, the restrictions was nothing could come in there. And it's actually 2 different entities in there. There's a condo association and there's a homeowners association. And they forbid nightly rentals. And that's what I believed in when I bought the property. And that's pretty much all I got to say.
All right. Thank you. If you could sign in, too, as well, please. Anyone else? You want to come back up?
Did you want the cutouts?
As far as a copy, do you have an extra copy or no?
She has another copy.
We'll put it in the record if that's okay with you.
Can I just address the whole parking thing for just a moment?
Sure.
Okay. The way this parking lot is, or the parking driveway, it's a 2-car garage, number one, and 2 cars actually could go right behind there. It's a pretty long driveway. And when I have been there just, a handful of times, to pull into the driveway, it's very simple to get out of that driveway and go back out the cul-de-sac. Now, that's for me. I don't know about the other neighbors and their parking situation, how many people are there. I don't know that. I'm saying that for our driveway, the tenants that are there, or the vacationers that are there, or the family that is there, I personally won't be staying there because I have a condo there. But the people who would be staying here, we're talking 3 cars, 4 cars, if you tandem it. And then it's pretty simple to get out of there.
There isn't a reason to park on the cul-de-sac. We have plenty of room
in
the garage.
Yeah, for us.
We're not taking up their space.
Is it a 5-bedroom, though?
Yes.
Yeah, you need parking for 6.
Yeah.
Unless you reduce the limit for the number of bedrooms, which would limit the occupancy, which you have the ability to do, to limit the occupancy based on the parking.
Mm-hmm.
Which we would do.
So we're getting close to 10:30, so
yeah, I was kind of watching that too.
So we'll wait here a couple more minutes. But any more comments for the applicant? Any discussion amongst ourselves?
Which house is it that we see in the picture?
This is the middle.
The one on the left is the one being talked about.
The one on
about.
The left.
And then the two people, individuals.
And then the two others are on the other side.
The middle house and the one on the right.
So is buffering an issue here or required?
Looks like there's a pretty good tree line on the driveway side.
There's a slope.
Yeah, there's a slope and quite a separation.
Probably an elevation drop, too.
Yeah, there is quite a bit on that side.
So I think ultimately this comes down to what, generally pops up at every residential rental situation is there's an ideal home for a new owner to look for an opportunity to generate revenue, and there's neighbors that in that same neighborhood that are opposed to the concept of nightly rentals. So which is a very similar, we hear the same argument generally every time this, not always, but generally that's what comes up. So that's where we've got to weigh the eight items that are on our list on page 136. And with that, it's 10:26. Before we make a motion, do we want to extend to 11?
I'd say make a motion to extend the meeting no later than midnight. I still have the amendments to go through. Say no later than 11:30, and then if you recess before that, you're good. And then you don't have to do another motion.
Look, he said that with a straight face, but he didn't he's smile or anything. Now.
I don't think anybody else took it that way.
If you put it no later than 11:30, then we can get done and quit okay. Before then.
Can you guys handle that?
Doesn't mean we.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Can I add just a motion?
Okay. Second.
No later than 11:30. Yeah, no later than 11:30. We don't want to go to 11.
Yeah.
There you go.
Okay. We're done. So we've got a motion and a second. No later than 11:30. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Sorry. Okay, so
I have those covenants here if that would be helpful.
How
they define, this is for fairway. As used herein, the term residential purposes shall be construed to prohibit the use of lots for duplex houses, garage apartments, or apartment houses. No lot shall be used for business or professional purposes of any kind or for any commercial or manufacturing purpose. No building of any kind or character shall ever be moved onto any lot, it being the intention that only new construction shall be placed and erected there. It doesn't say that nightly rentals are not approved, but
they weren't known of when that was written.
Right.
And that's, yeah.
It doesn't refer to the nightly rentals. So.
Talking about nightly rentals 100 years ago, I've been here pretty near that long, and I didn't know about it until 2 years ago. I guess I was sheltered.
That's why I guide the for us to stay focused on the eight items. The documents generally address commercial rentals to some extent or not, but as far as will the conditional use not injure the use and enjoyment of other property in the immediate vicinity for purposes already permitted is one item that we generally consider.
We've had the two neighbors, joining neighbors.
And then number four, proposed use is compatible with adjacent uses in terms of scale, site, operational characteristics, traffic generation, noise. Yeah, the specific, the NR1 and the R1.
And I'm sure these ladies would scream their company they had working for them would scream their clientele, but you know, rich people can be rowdy too.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
May I speak to one thing? May I speak?
No, ma'am.
Okay, thank you.
So, any discussion amongst ourselves, or do we have enough to consider a motion? The right side's been quiet tonight.
Your right side?
My right side.
Because you've kept me down here and I've missed my supper.
Do we want to review the eight items or everybody sort of look through them and...